The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid. Wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. Joining me to recap the Cowboys Saints Thursday night. Maybe the end of the Saints' 5-year playoff run.
I thought you were going to say the end of Taysom Hill's quarterback career.
I think that all depends. Joining me to break it down, Ryan Wilson, John Breach. What's up, fellas?
I'm doing better than Trevor Siemian and Taysom Hill, but probably not better than Breach because he's still a Bengals fan as we sit here.
I promise that this will be the only time I point out. Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Breach. What's up?
Nothing. Hi.
This will be the only time I point out that if they'd signed Philip Rivers 5 weeks ago, they wouldn't be in this much trouble.
I was going to say that once we got the podcast started, that Brinson, for once in his life, was correct about something, and he's been correct about it continuously. Every week, he looks smarter. And here we are, 5 losses in for the Saints. And I have to think Philip Rivers wins at least one of those games. Maybe not all five. Maybe not even 4 or 3.
At least two.
All right, let me push back a little bit. We know where Brinson's coming from, Philip Rivers, and he's not wrong.
I did it kind of as a bit. Like, it wasn't a full-blown, like, this needs to happen. Because
as Debo writes, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see Debo's joke, Breach, quotation, Brinson was right about something for the first time in his life.
What a great pull quote.
That is, okay, pull quote. That's capital J journalist.
Put it on my book, John, baby.
But here's what I want to say. I didn't, and we'll get into it, but just the overview with the last 5 games. Taysom Hill wasn't terrible for 48 minutes tonight. He had some oh-my-God moments, the banged-up finger, whatever. He could run the ball. Over those last 5 games, Breach, is he winning more or fewer games than Philip Rivers, knowing that Philip Rivers is coming in after coaching high school and not playing all year?
Are you saying if Taysom Hill had been the quarterback for all 5 games?
Had been healthy, yeah.
They win 2 of those games.
Right. Yeah,
probably
that's
2.
That's where I was going. Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
I think they beat the Falcons for sure.
Okay. I'll give you that.
And I think they beat the Titans or the Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles. I don't think they beat the Eagles. You're just slapping Debo in the face with that one, man.
But my point is that Taysom Hill is a huge
or Eagles.
Taysom Hill's a huge upgrade over Trevor Siemian. And it turns out Jameis Winston's a great quarterback.
Well, I mean, also, no. I mean, also,
well, that's the thing. If Jameis was so successful,
Teron Armstead and Ryan Ramczyk matter. That is the lesson. Also, Alvin Kamara, not there.
Taysom Hill's
not good, but the Cowboys were desperately trying to lose this game.
And you actually pointed this out on Twitter, I believe. Biggest winner tonight, Mike McCarthy.
Yeah. He's sitting back with his feet up. I mean, he's like,
yeah, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, baby.
He's doing a British accent. He's Austin Powers.
Yeah. He's like Brian Kelly. Have you seen the Brian Kelly?
He's Brian Kelly overseas. He's overseas Brian Kelly.
Oh my God. I'm so glad to be down here at my first, like, you know, crawfish boy. Anyway, if you haven't seen the Brian Kelly clip, go watch it. He suddenly was diagnosed with a fake Southern accent in the middle of a halftime speech of the LSU game.
If you're a 5-star recruit, why would you go to LSU now? That's if you see that guy and you know
to hear the fake Southern accent in person. Are you kidding me? I'm there.
I mean, you go to the recruiting trip, but you don't commit. That's what I'm saying.
I want him to lean in harder, so he like.
Why not?
There's a Tom Rinaldi is no longer it. I guess.
What if he dyes his hair black and starts calling himself Ed O? That would be funny.
I want him to be like College Game Day,
11 o'clock interview with Gene Wojciechowski. They're in New Orleans.
Family.
Sitting over a muffaletta or a po' boy or something. He's like, yeah, you know, Gene, I love the weather. I love the people. I love grits and shrimp. And just faking a Southern accent the whole way through. Anywho.
You sounded like Brian Kelly doing an impression of Dana Carvey doing an impression of George Bush.
That's what it felt like. It felt like Brian Kelly was doing an impersonation of what he thinks Les Miles sounds like. It would not be shocking to me at all if he eats grass in the middle of that game. At any rate.
Mm. Did you imagine an NFL coach doing that?
Yeah, Zach Taylor.
I'm trying to think who's the most
like, it would have to be like Brian Kelly is a pretty successful college coach. So it would have to be think of a successful NFL coach going to New Orleans, like down south, and talking like that in their first press conference. Like Pete Carroll.
But it wasn't a press conference. He's like meeting the basketball game. He's like, and that's how you know a fake Southern accent. Because he goes, he was trying to brag, I ain't even won all my games yet. And y'all excited. But he said, I haven't even won all my games yet. And y'all are pumped. It's like, no, nobody from the South.
It's like you or me. It's like me or Brinson. The thing is, I know Breach can do an English accent because it's part of his murder profile. But like me or Brinson trying to roll out and do an English accent and everyone going, dude, you're from North Carolina. What are you doing?
Or, I mean, this sounds like, okay, cool. But whenever we go to, and Bob, if you're listening, I apologize. But you know, if you go to like a resort in like a Spanish speaking country, my dad will like develop this like random like little Spanish inflection. He's like, what are you doing?
Oh yeah.
He's like, oh, how is the R's? And you're like, did you roll your R's?
Never rolled your R's in your life, Dad.
From High Point, North Carolina, bro. What are you doing?
By the way, Brinson's embarrassed the way you're acting publicly. Something's gone sideways.
Agreed. Hit that like button. We're gonna try and give away a Brinson Sucks hat in the chat. Of course, we will talk about football. Obviously,
there's the
One thing before we do that, I do want to point out that we have great fans, like the people who listen to this podcast are awesome and fantastic and are very loyal. And one of our, I'm going to try and jump in the chat here and drop this link. One of our colleagues, Kyle Boone, who was battling cancer earlier in the year, is now, dealing with a possible
reemerged. It's metastasized.
Yeah, I didn't know what the term was.
Yeah, he had testicular cancer. It's metastasized in his lungs, is what his tweet said. Yeah. So
I'm going to put the GoFundMe in there. If it's Christmas time, they got kids. If you want to donate. If you don't, no big deal either way. But I mean, a pretty terrible situation. So
great dude. I don't know him personally. Dude. But by all accounts, he's a great guy. And just if you're listening tomorrow on Friday, if you Google GoFundMe, kick Kyle's cancer, it'll be the first one. You can go out there. And what I plan to do is bid one more dollar than Brinson because why not?
I don't think we're bidding.
Yeah, there's no bidding involved, Ryan. You just donate.
I donated through
like Price is Right.
Oh, okay.
And go, check out, is it Kyle Porter CBS is his Twitter feed? Kyle Porter CBS. Probably has information on there if you can't give through GoFundMe or whatever. Anyway, if you have the means, 'tis the season. These guys are struggling. Throw them a bone. We would really appreciate it. You guys are always loyal. Thank you for that. Let's talk some football. It's not an easy segue, but I mean, 27-17, Cowboys, Saints. I don't know who I'm more like mad at from a football perspective.
Why are you mad at the Cowboys?
Do you see Zeke Elliott's rushing line?
He's hurt.
Why is he playing? Did you see Tony Pollard's rushing line?
Why is Baker Mayfield playing? I mean, what are you talking about? It doesn't matter.
Baker Mayfield's playing because the Cowboys the Browns don't know for a fact that there is a better quarterback in Cleveland. We can say Case Keenum is. There is evidence on the field that Tony Pollard is 10 times better than Zeke Elliott when Zeke Elliott is banged up. So I do agree.
Here's the thing. Combined, they had 20 carries. I mean, yes, Zeke had six more, but at the end of the day, Dak threw the ball 40 times. They're winning for the entirety of that game. Talk to Kellen Moore. Don't talk to Zeke Elliott and his bum knee. Yeah,
this is a pure Jerry Jones thing where he's like, Zeke's got to play. We need Zeke to play.
He carried the ball 13 times. Big deal.
For 45 yards. He was obviously hurt. Rest him.
It had no impact on the game.
But it might have an impact down the season.
He's fine.
I don't know.
I don't know why that's the first thing you're coming out with, but go ahead.
That was my big takeaway from the game.
Did you watch the game?
The Saints are toast.
Well, yeah.
They lost five in a row.
I think a bigger takeaway is that Kellen Moore needs to calm down with the play calling. He had his chance and he dropped the ball. And Dak Prescott needs to calm down with the terrible throws. Now, he got hit in the face on the CeeDee Lamb interception. I still don't know where he was throwing the ball if no one had touched him in the face. I mean, that ball was thrown right to who's the cornerback? 23.
Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah, yeah.
Thrown in the middle of the field to Marshawn Lattimore, whether he was hit in the face or not. That's my bigger takeaway. And that Micah Parsons might be the best player on the planet.
And also, there was no flag on that play. So that felt like that made up for the egregious blindside block call. There was a no call in the Dak thing. That should have been a flag. There should have been no interception. And
funny ears on the blindside.
And then the Saints got screwed over on the blindside.
Running
call.
In the backfield, and there's a fullback coming towards
you. Are you supposed to let that guy kill your quarterback? What are you supposed to
also,
do there?
How could you be blind? You're running straight to the what are you talking
about? As the defender, you know you might get clocked because that's what happens when you get near a quarterback.
I just don't see how you could possibly be blindside blocked going to sack a quarterback. It doesn't physically makes sense.
No.
Anyway, Wilson, I think that my point is similar to your point, just coming from a different direction. The Cowboys offense is not operating at a high level. They finished with 27 points, but seven of those came from the pick six, obviously. And then another seven came for that long jailbreak 58-yard touchdown, which was essentially the whole drive from Tony Pollard. Dak had the 1 yard pass to Gallup, and then it was just other field goals. Other than that, I mean,
and midway through the third quarter, it was 13-10.
The Cowboys have an offensive problem right now.
Mike McCarthy's going to fix it. I guarantee you, he is feeling great about how things went because,
Jerry, I was telling you, it ain't my fault. Kellen is just, he's not your guy.
Jay Glazer was the before the
accent, too.
Jay Glazer said before the game that he had talked to Mike McCarthy in the hotel room and he'd been calling the players and telling them to keep their spirits up or whatever he was telling them. And you got the sense that he desperately wanted to not lose contact with that locker room for fear that Kellen Moore might go off and Dan Quinn might have a good game. Dan Quinn had a really good game, I thought. Kellen Moore, I don't know. He seems like someone, it felt like an Andy Reid 1990s play call situation where he's not running the ball no matter what. The next to last drive before one of those interceptions, I mean, there's so many of them, can't keep up with Taysom Hill. They ran for 5 yards on first down and threw two crazy passes, none of which came close to the receivers. They had to punt and give the ball back to Taysom Hill. But maybe that was a plan because you knew a pick six was coming after that. But I don't know. The Cowboys probably are going to win the division. I mean, they now have another game up on Washington who are playing well. But in terms of the playoff conversation, the NFC, I don't feel great about them.
I would say, yeah, I mean, I was trying to think, who would you feel confident in just whipping on the Cowboys? I'm not sure there's anybody in the NFC that like really stacks up.
In what sense?
The Cardinals.
Cardinals, Green Bay?
I love the Cardinals.
They play each other in week 17. So we'll find out.
I just don't know that I playoff game.
Ooh, Mike McCarthy versus weekend. The Packers.
Wait a second. The Cardinals, Cliff Kingsbury, and Kyler Murray.
You're comfortable with Mike McCarthy in a playoff game over even Cliff Kingsbury?
No. I'm saying I don't know there's any. My point was, I think the Cowboys are in trouble right now offensively. They're struggling. They can't figure it out. I don't trust them in the playoffs. But I'm saying I don't.
You mean in the NFC playoffs because they're 7-0 against the spread against NFC teams?
Keep beating this random
6-1 straight up. It's not random. It's facts or facts, Brinson.
Facts or facts.
They don't lose the NFC teams.
I think you're confusing correlation and causation, but either way, I could dive into game theory if you want, Breach.
oh boy, you did.
No. I just think like maybe the. I don't know if the Packers blow them out. I think the Bucks maybe.
Well, why do they have to blow them out?
That's my point is the Cowboys, even with their bad offense, I think can still hang with anybody in the NFC.
Yeah, I don't know, just because the last 3 weeks have been sort of hard to watch. And maybe that's a culmination of things.
Last 5 weeks.
And it's, you know, like we say they struggled because they only scored 20 points, as you guys mentioned. The other one was by the pick six. But like, you know, they drove the ball down the field, had a failed first or fourth down in the first half. They drove the ball down the field, had the Dak interception. So, like, they were moving the ball. They had a couple three and outs that obviously not ideal, but I think any high powered offense kind of, because you're going for the kill sometimes, and two incomplete passes and a run, boom, you're three and out. So like those, it's not like they went three and out every single possession.
If they weren't playing a team that was going to throw four interceptions, playing
Taysom Hill playing the way he played, I feel like this game could have been a blowout in the other direction.
All right, let me ask you this. You hate the Cowboys. Assuming the Eagles don't make the playoffs and you want the Cowboys to lose as soon as possible, yep. Is there anybody out there that you're, I think it's Tampa Bay, but their secondary is bad right now, so I'm not sure. Like who would you want the Cowboys to play
in the wild card round?
Green Bay are playing in the wild card round. Right. I think Green Bay, I think I would feel the most confident in coming.
Rank your top four.
The same Green Bay team that lost 38-3 to the Saints team?
Yes, that same team.
It was week one in Jacksonville.
Stop. I mean, look at a lot of things happen in week one.
Green Bay, Jacksonville. Tampa. I understand the reservations and hesitation about Arizona. I'm kind of at that same point. They're very good, but I would be reluctant to put them at the top of the list. So Green Bay, Tampa, Arizona, and Philly.
Ah, look at that. Stuck it in there.
No, I'll say the Rams.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't think there's that big a difference between the Rams and Philly right now, honestly.
But Debo sticking Philly in there is hilarious because they lost the Cowboys by 20 points.
Also, week three, early in the season, different teams at this point.
I mean, yeah,
my larger point was that while the Cowboys are floundering right now, they're still 8-4 in full control of the division. And there's nobody in the NFC where you're like, well, if they run into them, they're dead.
But here's the thing. The top three teams, those top three teams are all favored against the Cowboys.
I mean, there's not a team in all of football when you
say the whole NFL, anyone can lose. Like, the Cowboys could beat anyone in the NFC playoffs, and they could lose to anyone.
And they,
if you said the Cowboys to New England, I'll put a tattoo bet on the Patriots.
Oh, boy. What'd you say?
In New England, which is not going to happen. Even though Dallas already beat New England this year. I understand that.
No, I just lost. Brinson offered a tattoo bet.
No, it's not going to happen.
If the Cowboys beat New England in New England.
At this point, in New England, it can't happen. Unless there's some natural disaster that forces the Cowboys to move.
I just heard Brinson tattoo and I kind of...
Yeah, exactly. I offered a fake tattoo bet. Hit that
like button. He said if the Cowboys beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl, he'll get a tattoo. That's what he said.
In New England.
If the Super Bowl's in New England?
Yes. If they have to move the LA Super Bowl to New England, the Cowboys beat the Patriots in New England, anything could happen. Hey, Breach, I will get a tattoo of Debo's face on my shoulder.
Where are the Super Bowl draft teams that can we kind of look at that? Well, we don't have to bring them up. I just want to see them. Do you have that somewhere?
Yes. I can't bring them up because Debo can, but I do have the list. We should have the revote now. That's hilarious.
I'll try to bring it up in a second.
Okay. Right, thank you, Debo.
Do you want to take a break and we'll bring it up and then we'll come back?
God, I don't feel good about my list anymore.
Let's take a break. And when we get back, we'll talk about our Super Bowl draft and the dead Saints who have nothing left to play for.
I'm Trey Wingo. And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay.
By the way, you say the Saints have nothing left to play for. Every week we have a team that has nothing left to play for, and every week they win a game. So
yeah, 5-7 like, is not dead.
I feel like they're in bad shape. They're 12th now. But they're behind the – let's go through the list real quick. They're behind the Vikings, who are 5-6, and the Falcons, who are somehow 5-6. By the way, I said this the other day. Arthur Miller should be coach of the year. That team won 5 games.
The playwright Arthur Miller?
Arthur Smith. No, just, Arthur Miller. I was right. Wait, it is Arthur Smith.
What, by the way,
you said Arthur Miller.
Yeah, I did.
If you could just name the Arthur Miller play really quickly, that'd be great.
The Crucible, duh. Everyone knows that. Married to Marilyn Monroe, I do believe.
He was married to Marilyn Monroe.
I thought he did.
I may have done other things, but I know the Crucible is the one we talked about all the time in school.
Yeah. I thought it was Death of a Salesman.
No.
I think that's Arthur Lohman.
Willie Loman. Willie Loman.
No,
it's a character. Death of a Salesman
is definitely,
it's definitely
Arthur Miller.
Oh,
well
it's
done.
Definitely. Hey, all right. Do we guys know? We didn't sleep our way through college.
Yeah. Anyway,
look at the three of us. A combined 18 years of college.
Smith,
and we
coach
Arthur Miller plays.
Arthur Miller, Arthur playwright Smith. And Falcons head coach, 5-6. Arthur Smith. The Eagles are 5-7. Carolina's 5-7. The Saints are 5-7. I mean, who are the Saints better than? Are they better than the Vikings?
No,
they're better than the Falcons. I don't think anyone disagrees with that.
I don't know.
I do. They're not better.
They already lost to the Falcons once.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, just to be clear, if you're listening or watching, or if you're watching, for the people in chat who are asking why would we move the Super Bowl? The Super Bowl is not being moved. It was a hypothetical post midnight situation.
Brenton said he would get a tattoo if
this version of the Cowboys
beat the Patriots in New England. This is the thing.
Here's a helpful hint for listeners and viewers. When these two idiots start talking, 10 seconds in, just tune it out, which is what I did. That's why I started thinking about the Super Bowl bets, because I knew it was going nowhere. So anyway.
Oh, also, if you so we're gonna try and give away a Brenton Sucks at tonight. If you hit the like button, if we get to enough, we'll give it away. And if you listen to this podcast on Spotify.
Tweet your
Spotify Wrapped at Pick Six Pod, at Will Brinson, at Ryan Wilson, CBS, at John Breach. We're going to do a separate giveaway for anyone who listens to this podcast on Spotify, or tweet whatever you want at Pick Six Pod, and we'll give it away. We're going to give it away to people who show us that you listen to 25,000 minutes of that.
Yeah, something insane like that.
I love it. It's amazing.
So anyway, Minnesota, Atlanta, for some reason, Breach thinks the Falcons are better than the Saints or not.
Yes, because they just beat them 3 weeks ago.
Eagles and Carolina. Like, I don't know if the Saints are better than Carolina. I don't think they're better than Philly. So they're behind 2.5, 3 teams, depending on who you ask, before they even get to the playoffs, the final seed there. So it does feel like they're done, but hey, they could win out and go 10-7.
I mean, but they have like losses to every tie break. They lost to the Panthers. They lost to the Falcons. They lost to the Eagles. They lost to
Saints are in last place in the division. They're done.
Right.
Everyone's hurt.
You know, one thing though about the play calling in this game from Sean Payton, where the Saints drove down, Taysom Hill got sacked and he lost 13 yards on our
lot of play action, by the way.
Right. It was 3rd and 2 from the Cowboys 26. He gets sacked for an 11-yard loss, goes back to the Cowboys 37. It was 20-10 at that point in the fourth quarter. And I don't know why they didn't try the field goal. Because if
it was,
like
54, I think?
They punted, right?
They punted. Yeah, they
punted. But and Mahar so had missed already a 54.
He missed 56, but he went 56. Wide right, and it was long enough. And because being down one score, a 2013 game is completely different from a 2010 game. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're strategizing differently because you know you just need one score to tie the game. And so it's just surprising that he ended up punting there because that was their last chance to kind of put a scare into Dallas. And,
well, that wasn't their last chance, though, because they had that 3-and-out where that I just talked about previously the Cowboys did, and they got the ball back, and then the pick six happened.
And imagine if they had gotten the ball back and the score was 20-13 instead of 20-10. Because, you know, if you have the ball back with 9 or 10 minutes left, and you're down 20-10. You don't think you're getting two scores with Taysom Hill? Sean Payton's
I thought Taysom Hill didn't play terribly except for the last 15 minutes. I thought he was much better than Trevor Siemian, something a little less than Jameis, but he was throwing the ball a lot more than Jameis was ever asked to throw the ball before he got hurt. I was impressed with some of Taysom's throws, his ability to run the ball. But again, you can't make those stupid some of the passes he made and expect to win a football game in the NFL.
Thought punting was the one thing in that situation I wouldn't have done. That's all.
A good Wilson joke. There's a path to 9 wins.
But for who? The Saints?
Saints. I mean, have you seen their schedule?
Oh, God. What are you talking yourself into?
First of all, they were 5-2 on Thanksgiving night when we did this podcast after they beat the Bucs in the afternoon window, which is crazy. And they've lost 5 straight.
No, not Thanksgiving night.
Or Christmas night. I mean, Halloween night. What am I doing?
God. Good Lord, you're going the wrong way. Okay, gotcha.
I mean, look, it's just been... yes.
I've been sleeping.
I ain't sleeping. Halloween night, were they were 5-2, right?
5-2.
5-2. They've lost 5 straight since then.
Without Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, without James. James got hurt.
Look at this schedule to close.
Okay. I mean, are the Jets... That Jets... They're in New York. That Jets
they're
line
definitely
is
winning 3 of those games.
The Jets line is going to be... The Jets line is going to be Saints minus 1.5.
The thing is, none of those are locks anymore. Like, you felt like the Saints from September and October definitely win 3 of those games. But the Saints right now,
they're not beating the Dolphins.
I don't think they beat the Dolphins. I mean, I don't think they beat the Buccaneers.
The 2 tackles and Kamara matter, and they should be back because it's Thursday. You got 10 days. They'll be back at New York.
Now they have a quarterback with a broken finger who hit his head on hit his hand.
Hey, Brinson, the Jets aren't pushovers. They beat the Titans and the Bengals.
I don't think it's happening. I'm just saying that's as soft a schedule outside of the Tampa game as you get.
But this team is in bad shape. So
yes, if they called Phillip Rivers on Halloween evening when Jameis Winston tore his ACL and Trevor Siemian beat the Buccaneers,
he was out trick or treating. He didn't take any phone calls.
But they could have brought him in against Tennessee. They beat the Cowboys with Phillip Rivers tonight, right?
I don't know that. I mean, they don't have the tackles. They don't have Alvin Kamara. I mean, Taysom Hill ran for 100 yards. How many is Phillip Rivers running for?
As far as the schedule goes, actually wrote a story for the website on Thursday about the most difficult remaining schedules. The Saints are right in the middle of the pack. So they are 17th most difficult.
Who are the top 3 easiest?
Top 3 easiest are the Tennessee Titans, who their opponent's winning percentage is 366. No one else is even under 400, so the Titans have a huge gap between everyone else. Second easiest is the Cardinals. Opponent winning percentage is 410. Third easiest is the Packers. Opponent winning percentage is 420.
Brinson, I have a question for you. I got this email today. You don't check your work email, but I check it because I have OCD. And I saw the headline, and I said, that's interesting. Who do you think wrote this story? Patriots star might skip a game at some point during crucial December stretch, and here's why.
I mean, it feels like a trick question, but that's a Breach classic.
What? I just haven't seen any stupid
who's
Breach headlines in a while.
You know, it's December.
Patriots that might skip a crucial December game.
Have you seen this headline, Debo?
Elsewhere. I don't think I saw Breaches.
Do you know the answer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, Brinson, you get three. You get three guesses.
Is this like a Hanukkah situation? What's going on?
No, you get three guesses.
Now Brinson wants to know, so it's working.
Yeah, no, like, and then the subhead is Hunter Henry explains why he might have skipped a game at some point in December.
I wanted you to guess the Patriots star.
I had to Google it immediately because it's a ridiculous. This is Breach. This is quintessential Breach.
This is Breach 2016.
It's a non-story, but Breach knows how to frame it, and it's like,
I just hadn't seen a Breach headline in so long that I was surprised, but it is vintage Breach 2016.
Oh, my God. So you're telling me that Hunter Henry.
No. Patriots star Hunter Henry.
His wife
is pregnant. He leads the team in touchdown receptions. That
his
makes him
wife
a bona fide
is pregnant,
star.
And he might skip a game? And you didn't include at any point in the headline or the subhead that his wife is pregnant and he might skip the game.
It's in the first paragraph. It's in the intro, Brinson.
You got to click the link because he's
if you want the details, you got to click.
No, it's not in the first paragraph.
What's it in?
Oh, you just don't.
As the Patriots head into a pivotal part of their schedule, there's a chance that they could be missing a key player at some point over the next few weeks, and that's because tight end Hunter Henry has decided to put his family first.
Well, there you go. See, last this is his family in the first paragraph.
Some people would call that burying the lead.
No, it's in the first. He's there for his family. That's where you put it.
Breach. That is quintessential trolling.
And then her name
it.
Is
you
in the second paragraph. It's right there.
It's right there in the second paragraph.
This and is
the
quintessential writing.
If you wrote this story
this
in 1985,
Arthur Miller
would
approve of this.
It would be Patriots Hunter Henry might leave team for Bertha first child. And no one clicks it. It's like, all right, that's what happens. And no one cares.
That's right.
It's
like,
Like, but I saw that headline. Has to go to a knighting or something.
I saw the headline and immediately checked my calendar to make sure it wasn't 5 years ago. But here we are.
Or you were panicking because you thought McCorkle was going to bounce and screw you.
Yeah, that may have been my real concern. Oh my God, McCorkle's leaving.
You'll never guess what number Mac Jones is going to trademark.
I will point out, people in the chat said that the Saints, if Rivers would not have worked behind this offensive line.
No, not tonight. Not tonight. Not tonight. Not without Ramczyk and Terron Armstead. I agree with that. He would have gotten smoked tonight. But the four games previously, I still think he wins one or two of those.
But again, we just all agree that Taysom Hill wins one or two of those games too. So,
but he was injured, so he couldn't start.
Well, Phillip Rivers wasn't there. So,
well, he could have been if Sean Payton would have just picked up the phone. Phillip literally put himself out there.
Middle tier tight ends. Middle tier tight end's wife pregnant, expects baby.
Nope, that won't work. Try again.
Also is on Patriots.
Rivers can't play because his wife is pregnant with 14th child.
You wouldn't say that.
Patriots star might miss
future Hall of Famer
2 weeks for very vague reason. No one knows why. I mean, click to find out.
How does Breach live with himself?
Anyway, yeah, I mean, it's hard to find a path to 9 wins for the Saints, although their schedule is easy.
Okay, so the Jets, what was the other easy game they had? The Dolphins? Jets,
at Bucks, Dolphins at home, Panthers at home, at Falcons.
Okay, the games, except
four,
for the Bucks.
There's four coin flip games in there.
Those well, four you know, coin
hold
flip.
On. The Buccaneers feels like a coin flip game now because Sean Payton's never lost to Tom Brady as a Buccaneer. Like, he's just, whatever for whatever reason, the Buccaneers melt down. So I'm not going to just give that one to the Buccaneers now that I'm thinking about this.
Okay, so how are they going to turn up
and
go
5-0 and
I'm gonna call it a coin flip game. I mean, it's a prime time game.
How are the five games gonna play out for the Saints? I'm asking you to predict their schedule.
I think they go 2-3.
Okay. So they're not
gonna go 3-2, but if something goes haywire, they go 4-1.
They're not going 4-1.
Sean Payton lost a pretty crucial game to Tom Brady, though, in the playoffs.
Yeah, take that.
As a Buccaneer.
We're talking about the regular season. It's not Sean Payton's fault that Drew Brees threw like 7 interceptions in that playoff game.
It does feel a little misleading, like that Hunter Henry headline to say Sean Payton's
never lost to Drew Brees. He's 3-0 in the regular season.
And Brees' defense, he does live in the regular season because once January football comes along, he is packing it in.
Press the dunk.
Oh, ho, ho! Up high, down hard!
I can't wait to text Ryan on wild card weekend when the Steelers aren't playing and the Bengals are. I'm saving this podcast.
While Breach is doing that, I'll be rewatching the Steelers-Bengals game where Vontaze Burfict ran out of the back of the end zone. They lost when Pac-Man Jones got two personal foul penalties instead of a Chris Boswell.
2015, what an incredible playoff.
That was so awesome. Breach in a hotel room by himself crying in Texas. Nothing better.
Carson Wentz play for some weird reason?
Well, his girlfriend at the time, her Jacksonville State. Jacksonville State?
Now is,
Jacksonville State, who, by the way, just hired Rich Rodriguez as their coach.
Really? Man. Yeah. Rich going the wrong way.
Rich is, they're moving from FCS to FES.
Okay, there you go.
So they hired him.
Good for Rich. All
right, what's the line? Saints at Jets. Claire C in chat says.
York, I feel like maybe Saints are favored by 1 or 2.
That's what I said, what Clarence Yee just said in the chat.
There you go, Clarence.
Oh, no, I had Saints -1.5.
If the Jets are favored.
I had Saints -1.5.
We are going to have an uncomfortable position on the Saints. At least I am going to have an uncomfortable position on the Saints.
With the back of a Volkswagen?
So, yeah, exactly. Get that kid off the damn escalator.
No, I had Clarence G in the chat, who's always around, has Jets -1.5 in New York. I have Saints -1.5 on wins over Wilson.
But who would you
Jets
pick?
Can't be favored.
I'm taking the Jets in that game.
Whoa. So I got to take the Saints because I have to catch Wilson in the straight up picks. All right, Buccaneers, who would you pick right now?
Buccaneers what? That game?
Straight up.
I'll take the Buccaneers.
Are we serious right now? With or without Antonio Brown?
Well, he's suspended. So.
I'm kidding. It's a joke.
Yeah. Wait, do you mean straight up? I would say Bucks hosting the Saints would be -8.5.
Oh, yeah,
it's more than a touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
I think Tom Brady, I think, is 1-6. 1-6 or 1-7 against the spread in prime time since he signed with the Buccaneers.
Also, I mean, it depends on, again, the Saints tackle situation is a problem.
The quarterback situation is a problem, too.
Kamara's a problem. Saints defense played awesome tonight.
By the way,
it kept them in the game. Right. They just kept making plays, and I can't imagine how frustrated they got because, boom, you come up with that Dak Prescott interception right when the team needed it, and Taysom Hill turns around, just boom, throws the interception right back.
Did Taysom Hill throws that, the pick six. Did Taysom Hill get his hand? I feel like he got his hand hit on that one.
On his four interceptions, two of them were not his fault, and two of them were.
Okay.
I don't remember which one was which, but I remember that writing that down.
But he also
by the way, for fantasy purposes, what would you say Taysom Hill's fantasy score was tonight?
-8. But
no,
I'm talking about the interceptions. -2. I'll say 7 points total.
I was gonna say 12.
26.
Okay.
Threw 100 rushing yards. And two passing touchdowns and a 70-yard bomb. Taysom Hill is a very startable fantasy quarterback.
Oh, I forgot about the 70-yard bomb.
Get 100 rushing yards. If your quarterback puts up 100 rushing yards, you're going to have a huge day.
Again, that's why I said he's not that
acceptable. No, he's not good. He's not good.
He's okay. Although Petey Prisco couldn't wait to tweet, "You are what you are," after that Prisco last hates pick six. Yeah, he's not crazy about athletic.
Somebody in the did I share that with y'all? Where somebody in the when we did the picks pick show on Thursday afternoon, somebody wrote, "Why does Prisco look like a pistachio?" It's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
How'd he take that?
Not well.
Not well.
Zach Hinkle asks, any chance the Saints just shut down Kamara for the rest of the year?
Yeah, why not?
I think we're a loss at the Jets away from that.
Yeah, that because you can't do it yet because you are still in the playoff race. I mean, 5-7 isn't ideal, but when the seventh seed is 5-6, you're literally a half game out. So, and if Washington, Minnesota, and Atlanta all lose this weekend, hey, you're tied for.
And the Saints haven't given away their first-round pick. I mean, they're sitting on it. It's kind of a perfect draft. Well, I mean, they need a quarterback, I guess. It's not perfect draft.
Yeah, they need a quarterback.
I mean, the Falcons play the Buccaneers. Washington plays the Raiders. That's a very losable game. Who do the Vikings play? They play it?
It doesn't matter. They're going
to play the Lions. They're going to win
to really feel comfortable about being in the hunt in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think it's a fair question to ask if they shut down Kamara. Because Mike Thomas shut it down from Jump Street. He shut it down in June.
He might get traded this offseason.
He might.
I mean, there's beef between the coaching staff and Mike Thomas.
Let me ask you this. As a Steelers fan, would you rather as Russ Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, for example, or even a rookie quarterback, would you rather go to Pittsburgh next year or New Orleans, assuming Mike Thomas is gone?
New Orleans. Pretty substantial margin.
I think.
I'd rather play for Sean Payton than whatever
offensive coordinator
the Steelers find off the street.
You got Kamara.
You don't have any wide receivers.
We don't know what's going to happen with Mike Thomas.
Free agency.
No, I said assume that Mike Thomas gets traded.
Oh, if Mike Thomas is gone, I'll still take the Saints.
I'm still taking the Saints.
Yeah, because you don't want Aaron Rodgers to come to Pittsburgh and whip up on you like you stole something. I'll take
small
it.
Small dunk.
I'll take it. All right. Hey, do we have the Super Bowl things or are we done?
Oh,
Devo, I don't know where. All right, let's see what we got.
Oh, graphic. Oh,
that's a sweet graphic.
He just took a screen grab of Instagram.
So if I could vote again on who has the best one, I definitely vote Wilson.
So Wilson has, if you're listening, the Packers is my first round pick. Then I took the Ravens, the Patriots, and the Panthers. I like three of those picks a lot. I think the Panthers are in bad shape. Our buddy.
Yeah, the Panthers are probably in bad shape.
But again, the fourth round. Although,
I don't hate mine. I think C-Rad is second.
All right, what's his?
Let's see, let's go.
I think the way that Debo set it up is how I would rank it.
So C-Rad, our listener who got to join the group is probably going to win the money. He took Tampa Bay in round one, then came back with the Cardinals, then the Titans, and then the Colts. I actually like the Colts pick better than the Titans now, I sort of feel like, but, you know, we'll see. All right, Breach, what do you got?
He's basically got three guaranteed playoff teams because –
How about this? What's your biggest regret of your draft, Breach?
Well, I got the Bengals in the fourth round, which I think is the best fourth round pick there.
Yep.
It's not a regret, but
well, sure. I know that's what I'm saying. So, and I would say not taking the 49ers in the third round. I took the Chargers.
Well, I think
here's what C-Rad did that was smart.
I love the Patriots, but I would not have taken them over the Cowboys at the point we had this draft. In the second round.
The three of us messed up, and C-Rad was smart about this. We were like, I wanted the Patriots so badly, but I took the Chiefs because they fell to four, and I was like, I got to take an NFC team because you don't want to be log jammed.
And real quick, Brinson's team is Chiefs, Rams, 49ers, Saints. Mine is Bills, Cowboys, Chargers, Bengals, and Wilson told the other two teams.
I like three of my four teams. Saints are a problem.
Yeah, I don't love your Rams pick. And if I'm Breach, I'm a little worried about both the Bills and the Cowboys. The Chargers pick looks dead in the water, too.
You know what, though? I feel like I have three teams that are absolutely making the playoffs.
Yes.
I think the Bengals-Chargers winner is not a lock, but likely to get in. And then
you have four teams who are currently in the playoffs.
Yeah. So I think in that sense, I have the most chances to win. So if it's like a lottery, I feel good about it.
I have two I have three teams actually that are in the running for.
You got one. You got a dead dog in the back end with the Panthers.
I do, but my three teams are all in the running for the first over the bye, so that's also beneficial. Like the Ravens have it, the Patriots are breathing down their neck, and the Packers need the Cardinals to slip up a little bit.
Who are the top four picks in this draft? If we did it right now.
I think are the Patriots. The Patriots are top four pick. I feel like, right?
Yes.
Patriots, Packers. Oh yeah. Cardinals. I would take
Bucks for sure.
I don't know about the Bucks. They concern me.
I'll take Tom Brady in the playoffs.
I'll take Tom Brady over Josh Allen, and I suppose the Chiefs right now. So maybe the Bucks. What about you, Breach?
What was the question?
Top four picks.
Right now.
Top four right now.
What is your big board for a Super Bowl winner takes all draft?
Packers, Patriots, all of Ryan's teams. Packers, Patriots, and then, man, after that, probably Bills, Chiefs.
Insane on this.
Oh, no Bucks.
Chiefs is crazy.
No Bucks.
I don't think the Bucks are going to repeat. There's a reason no one's repeated in 2004. It's because it's impossible. Yeah, but he's had chances to do it. He hasn't been able to do it.
I would count Tom Brady out.
Josh, I'm counting Tom Brady out.
My top four would be Buccaneers.
That's number one. That's your first round pick?
Yeah.
Your first overall pick?
Chiefs, number two. Patriots, three. And I almost moved it up to one. And then Packers, four.
Golly, who's sleeping on the Packers?
By the way, Stephen O. Sportsline.
Yeah,
what is that? Team with the best chance to win the Super Bowl, the Arizona Cardinals. Number two, the Buccaneers. Number three, the Packers. Number four, the Bills. Number five, the Ravens.
I love Stephen O. Stephen O's
that's based on simulations, but I don't think you can have the top three in the NFC because only one team can get out of it. You know, like percentage wise.
No. Stephen O's awesome and does.
I feel a butt coming on, Breach.
There's a butt. But I think if Stephen O's a huge Ravens fan. I think you sat O down and we were talking to him and we're like, do you think the Cardinals are going to win the Super Bowl? He'd be like, no.
Are you saying his computer is favoring the Ravens?
That's like saying Aaron Schatz tweaks the DVOA for Patriots.
Have you looked at DVOA this week? You know who's number one?
Let me ask you this.
Year in a row, it's the Patriots.
I know. That's funny. Let me ask you this. Are there any teams that you now wish you would have drafted that aren't on here, presumably for the fourth round pick?
Colts.
Oh, that's good.
Colts terrify me.
No, they're we have them all on there. Like
the Colts are on there. Sorry, yeah.
The Raiders, Debo's Eagles,
Vikings.
I was gonna say the Vikings.
Washington.
Maybe you take the Vikings over the Panthers. You take the Vikings. Yeah, over the
because
Panthers.
The Panthers are out.
And
of
I think
it,
Brinson would take the Vikings over the Saints.
I would take the Raiders or the Eagles over the Panthers. That was a misstep on my part.
I would take Washington, Minnesota.
God, why are you guys wasting picks with the Vikings?
Over the Saints. He had a bad. I wouldn't change any of my picks because I can't steal your guys' teams. I would stick with my picks.
I mean, weren't the Saints 5-3 at this point?
No, the Bengals is a good pick.
Who knew that would be? Remember when Brinson tried to egg me into taking them, and then
in the round three though, and now they're better than the Chargers. Although they have to play the Chargers this weekend, so maybe
I should have taken the Bengals.
It's a win-win.
Jokes on you. I hope the Bengals win the Super Bowl and I get the last laugh. Well, they'll be the last laugh forever. I'll never
all
stop.
All right, do you want to stay with
if the Bengals win the Super Bowl, Wilson and I are quitting this job and we're going to work as Walmart greeters because we don't want to deal with you on a day-to-day basis.
Welcome to Walmart.
I will show up at your Walmart.
Hey, everybody.
Every day.
I'm sorry. Everyone hates the Bengals. Have a good day. Yes, nice to see you.
No, you got to do it like Brian Kelly. Hey, y'all, welcome to Walmart.
Head on down to the family section.
If you could take someone else's draft, Breach, would you do it or would you stay put?
I would probably take your draft.
Brinson?
So you can't pick like one team. You have to take the whole draft or nothing. Right. Or stick
whole
with
draft or nothing.
Yeah. I mean, I like C-Rads, but I think if I couldn't get yours, I would keep mine. I don't hate it.
Britson.
I mean, Britson, you should run the poll again. Want your Patriots pick. Like, that's all I care about.
You don't want the Packers? It could be a Packers Patriots.
I don't care about the Packers.
Breach has four playoff teams as we sit here.
I just want the Chiefs. No, I'll take mine. Chiefs and Rams.
I don't like that Rams pick. I mean, they're going to the playoffs, but I don't know.
Are we doing double or nothing if both teams from your draft make it to the Super Bowl? Like, if you have two teams from your draft?
If you get the NFC and the AFC, you got to double
up. Yeah, I feel like we should double up right now.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
I'm putting in the official. Ryan, is it fine?
No, that's fine. I was looking at C-Rad's picks. He's probably
I don't think we're getting from C-Rad. Of course, my hellscape is... It's like it's Carson Wentz in the Super Bowl.
So all of us put in 33 and I put in 34 to get it to 100. And so now we're putting in 66. C-Rad is going to cash out if he has the
Super
Bowl.
68,
but both your teams, that's only if somebody has both teams
right,
from
the
draft.
Right, the pool is chopped in half if you don't have both guys in there. So C-Rad gets Bucks, Chargers.
I think Wilson's the most likely outside of C-Rad to make that happen.
You need Packers, Ravens, or Packers, Patriots?
Yeah.
Bills, Cowboys. I only have one NFC team, so I shouldn't even said anything.
Well, I basically
what a dumb proposal.
One of each.
No, he's not. The Cowboys ain't going to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Cowboys, Bengals, that would be my heaven.
I don't hate my chances of a Chiefs versus Rams or Niners.
Oh my God. That should be.
Nobody wants a Chiefs Niners rematch.
10-1.
But like, again, this is how we got here is the NFC is like, the Cowboys look like crap for the last month and a half.
We literally every Thursday should just who do you think will be in the Super Bowl right now?
But I mean, there's no one you would definitively say is going to just smoke the Cowboys. Like the Cowboys have no chance of beating them in the playoffs. Right? I mean, again, Arizona, Green Bay, Tampa Bay, Rams, 49ers, Washington. The Cowboys won't make the playoffs, more than likely, because Mike McCarthy will.
Wait, the Cowboys won't make the playoffs?
You know what NFL team
is? The Super Bowl, sorry. But I mean, like, okay. I'm saying, like, the Cowboys could win the division, end up probably not with a bye, but they're right there. If the Cowboys got a bye, they could win two playoff games and they're just in the Super Bowl.
Or they could lose to the 49ers in the wild card round.
Yeah, thank you. I mean,
that's my whole point.
Is it?
So if you had to pick two teams to go to the Super Bowl right now, who would it be?
I'm just sticking with my preseason. Packers, Bills.
Me too. That's 49ers, my preseason.
49ers, Bills.
And you had the Bills winning it all, Ryan?
Yeah, you have to remind me, but I think it was the...
I think you did, and I had the Packers. Yeah. Who did you have winning it all, Brinson?
49ers.
He has no idea. Phillip Rivers.
I said the 49ers over the Bills. What do you want from me?
All right, Debo, say it out.
You
failed
Pete Briscoe like the chalk maniac you are, and somehow warmed your way in to a 70% winning percentage.
Oh, yeah. What are you going to do?
I found it. I know who Brinson picked.
I already got.
He did, in fact, maybe pick the 49ers. He did. He picked his 49ers Bills.
There you go. He told the truth for one.
Making this up on the fly?
All three of us have the Bills in the Super Bowl, and all three of us have them, the 49ers Bills. 49ers.
Actually, if I could do it over again, I would go, if I could pick right now, Pats, Bucks.
Oh, you're just going for that revenge stuff. That's your thing.
Sounds incredible. All right.
700 million people watch that Super Bowl. The highest rated Super Bowl of all time.
Correct. We wish it was on CBS. We'd have to work for years. we didn't get enough likes to give away a hat, but that's okay.
Put it your Spotify things up. You can get a hat that way.
Yeah. If you listen to Spotify or anyone that sends out the yearly recap of what you listen to, and you listen to a bunch of Pick Six Pod, send it to us. We're going to give a separate hat. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. For Breach and Wilson, I'm Brinson. We will see you guys tomorrow for the Picks Pod and then Sunday night when we recap.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts, So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.